W52DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Lisa Marie Presley, the only daughter of Elvis and Priscilla Presley, has died. ABC's Jason Nathanson is in Hollywood.
Lisa Marie Presley was rushed to the hospital Thursday after apparently suffering cardiac arrest, and we're told she died just hours after arriving. Her mother Priscilla saying in a statement, quote, that it's with a heavy heart that I must share the devastating news that my beautiful daughter Lisa Marie has left us, calling her the most passionate, strong, and loving woman she's ever known. The 54-year-old was at the Golden Globes earlier this week celebrating the film Elvis along with her mother. Lisa Marie had a short music career, two top 10 albums, and a top 40 single. She famously married Michael Jackson and Nicolas Cage and is survived by three children.
U.S. Navy veteran Taylor Dudley has been released from Russia and landed back on U.S. soil with his family. A spokesperson says he is doing well and is in good spirits. Storms and tornadoes ripping through several southern states, leading to at least seven deaths. Most of the fatalities have been in Alabama. This is ABC News. A California bank will pay tens of millions of dollars to settle allegations that it avoided lending to certain groups. ABC's Alex Stone.
Federal prosecutors allege City National Bank has been taking part in what's known as redlining, avoiding credit services to communities of color because of race or national origin of those living in the communities, and avoiding mortgage lending in black and Hispanic neighborhoods. City National Bank will pay a $31 million settlement. Kristen Clark is Assistant Attorney General.
This settlement is truly historic, marking the largest settlement ever secured by the Justice Department against a bank engaged in unlawful redlining.
The bank is also now promising to make a number of changes. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Peyton Hills is on the road to recovery. His girlfriend wrote on Instagram the NFL running back is no longer on a ventilator. He's been in the ICU since January 4th after injuries from rescuing his two children from drowning in Pensacola. He turns 37 on the 21st. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to The Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
I'm 54, so basically, it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Well, right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around. Plus, with the way this year's been going...
Hey, listen, it's okay. You still got this. Just go to aceyourretirement.org. It's an online tool from AARP that can help you get your retirement savings on track no matter your age. It's free and only takes about 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Yeah. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Just answer a few questions and you'll get a personalized plan and tips to help boost your retirement savings. Tips that are easy to understand and tailored to your lifestyle.
I like that too.
Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Just head to aceyourretirement.org and make your plan to start saving for retirement.
Thanks.
That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. it's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Having issues with your fantasy football roster? Helping with football and your love life, here's your new best friend, Dr. Mike.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. So live your life. Hey!
Thank you for joining us today at the 1 o'clock hour. As always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. And especially because the doctor is in. Dr. Michael McCutcheon is here. And if this is your first time listening to this segment, this is the segment where Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is an executive coach, and he specializes in career achievement and life satisfaction, joins us to tackle topics like career, love, fitness, and family. And he also helps us make easy, free money on FanDuel and DraftKings. But he also happens to be my best friend of 15 years. And so we have a lot of fun in this segment. Welcome back. How's your week going, friend?
It's going great. It's so great to be here. I love that it happened on Thursday afternoon. It's such a little dangling carrot for me to just get to Thursday afternoon, and Kristen and Jane will say some funny things and make you feel good. It was a wild Monday through Wednesday, but today's been great with you two on my calendar. So looking forward to it.
Well, a little bit of a throwback, because last week we discussed forks and which direction forks go in. So I think we had an update for you, Jane.
Oh, the great dishwasher debate.
Jane, I got to tell you something. You can ask Kristen. I just out of the blue texted her a few days ago.